May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, please don't think this is an archdeacon's question, but how good are you at being told what to do? And obviously through this COVID time, we've had a lot of challenges, haven't we? Rules, regulations, guidelines, you have to wear your mask, you don't have to wear your mask, you have to gel, significant distances, so many people in a shop. We've all been quite challenged. And obviously as you look around communities, some are quite good at actually embracing and doing what they've been told to do. Others, well, they want to play the card of, well, it's me. I determine what I do in my own life, whether I'm vaccinated or not vaccinated. It is my choice. COVID has brought into sharp focus that whole question of how we respond to rules, to regulations, to guidance. But those sorts of things aren't new. I'm sure many of you who may be in the workplace today are familiar with job description, role description, outlines, goals, objectives. And I would like to tell you, the church is no different. At some point, Sophie will have a working agreement with Dale, which will set out what the expectations are of for her in her ministry. And in chaplaincies that are in vacancy when we're looking to find a new chaplain. So we work very hard with a person profile. We have a role specification. We have terms and conditions. We have a statement of particulars. We work very hard to actually find ways to tell the person who's coming what it is they have to do. In a few moments' time in our service, Sophie is going to get even more detail about what she has to do. She's going to get some declarations. We're going to read out her license, and the license even references the very basis of church law. And I'm sure as a lawyer, you'll appreciate this. You're going to get stuck with Canon E4, paragraphs 2 and 2A, whatever they are. It hasn't passed me by that today is Bible Sunday. It's Bible Sunday today. And the readings that we've just had weren't chosen by me specifically for this licensing. They weren't chosen by Sophie as her favourite readings. They weren't picked out of thin air by Dale, who I know likes to stick to the authorised lectionary. They are the readings for today. Sorry, it's the lectionary app on your phone, isn't it? There we go. They are the readings for today. And in those readings, we are challenged about what is the job description. What is the role for us as Christians?
Including the third.
Admittedly, some of it is written by way of personal encouragement. How to live out a life of faith. But it is offering us guidance. The question that remains, of course, is how willing are we to accept that and to have that guidance in our own lives? Do we like to be told what to do or not? Paul's letter to Timothy, a young man, we're not quite sure of his status in the Bible. But he had been commissioned, he'd been sent out to do work for God. Paul was his mentor. And Paul writes these beautiful letters, his first letter and his second letter, which is what we had our reading from today, by way of encouraging him. Timothy was somebody who needed encouragement and direction to do the things that God was calling him to do. And that actually is true of all of us, isn't it, if we really are honest? There are times when we are in difficulty and we need that encouragement. There are times when we pray, oh God, just tell me what it is you want me to do. But actually, it's that journey of discernment that we really know more and learn more about ourselves and what God is asking. There are some wonderful motivational phrases that come through. And amazingly, they're related to the Holy Scriptures. We are told that the Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise about salvation through faith. The Holy Scriptures are rich about how we gain our salvation in what we believe. St. Paul, as he writes to Timothy, tells him that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. Useful for teaching, rebuking, perhaps that's the archdeacon's role, correcting, training in righteousness. And of course, that word righteousness is just code for having the right relationship with God. The Holy Scriptures are God-breathed to help us have that right relationship with God, so that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work that we feel we are called to do. And of course, specifically for Sophie, all right, Paul was writing to Timothy, but it's for you this morning, to preach the word, to be prepared in season and out of season, to correct, rebuke, and encourage, to keep your head in all situations, to do the work of an evangelist, and to discharge your duties of your ministry. Now, whilst you might think that's perfect for someone who's going to be licensed as a reader, well, actually, we are all ministers in God's world. We are all called to keep our heads. We are all called to do the work of an evangelist, whether that is to stand up at the front and preach and teach, or whether it is simply to show God's love in our life through our actions in a day-to-day basis. In the declarations that Sophie is going to make shortly, she's going to affirm and declare her belief and faith that is revealed in the Holy Scriptures. Her license that I'm going to read out will reference to the fact of these canons that she has to work to, and in those it is embedded that she will read the Scriptures to the sick, that she will read the Word of God to you, that she'll preach and that she will teach, that she will encourage young people based on what she will find in the Holy Scriptures. Now, that might sound fantastic, and we can all leave this place feeling a little uplifted that the Scriptures are there to encourage us. But in our reading from John, and also a little bit in our first reading as well, there is a warning. Because sometimes what we might find in our Scriptures, we might find a little challenging. We might find a bit difficult. It might speak into a situation in which we find ourselves, but what we see is not perhaps what we really want to do. And so we come back to that question, how ready are you to be told what to do? And some of it is human nature, of course. When we get challenged with difficult things, we'd like to hear a different voice. And St. Paul warns Timothy to be aware that at times there will be people, as he calls it, with itching ears, because all they really want to hear is what they want to do. They don't want to be challenged. And in our modern society today, we hear it all the time. Oh, the Bible is out of step. The Bible isn't where society is today. But actually, we are called to be different. In our gospel reading, Jesus is stressing the point to the religious leaders of the day who were mad at him because he has had the cheek to heal somebody on a Sunday. But he tells them, even though you read the Scriptures, you profess to knowing the Scriptures inside out, you don't recognize me as the Messiah. You think you read the Scriptures to have salvation, to have eternal life, but you don't believe in me. You miss the point. Jesus tells them, you read the Scriptures, you follow the law of Moses, But actually, you've chosen not to accept the bit that Moses said the Messiah would come, and here I am. Jesus was addressing the Pharisees because they were happy to cherry pick from the scriptures what they wanted to have, how they wanted to lead. How good are you at being told what to do? All scripture is God-breathed. It is useful so that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And even when we find it challenging, and even when we find it difficult, and even when we find it maybe asking us to do the things that we don't really want to do, it is God's word. So surely, when it is God that is telling us what to do, we should be ready and willing, shouldn't we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.